Rays, Bucks, Lightning, beep boop, maybe some soccer, doot doot, stomp! Hey there, sports fans. My name is Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Sports Second. We're back. I know I'm a little late one day. I just haven't been feeling up to it, to be honest. So if you hear some, crazy sounds, that's just me shitting my pants because I don't feel good. That gurgling sound, it's me sitting down and rising up a couple inches there. Get it? Because the poo's filling my pants. What's on the docket today? What do we got? We got Rays here. Rays, you got the sites doing their winter report card for the MLB teams. How'd they fare through, the end of the season there where the Giants won the World Series. And till now, I looked up the Rays, and they were given a C-minus right now, which I completely agree with. With the high, very high turnover that they've had, getting rid of a lot of big names here in Tampa. Maybe not elsewhere, but here in Tampa, those guys were big names. And that didn't free up as much money as you would think. They didn't get, that didn't take too much money off their roster there. So, I agree with the C minus. I mean, they haven't put anyone in place, except for a couple people. And I mean, the fucking farm teams are piling up. So, maybe a few years down the line, that'll work out. But next season, I don't know what that's going to look like, but Kevin Cash is still high hopes. Of course he's going to say that. What's he going to say? Oh, I really don't believe in this team. We're completely fucked. He's not going to do that, obviously. But he's still got high hopes, and hopefully they can put some fucking big names on there. At least not big names, but people that can do stuff. Their pitching rotation's good. Young, very young, which is good. And looking at who's available for free agents, there's not too many big names out there, but like I said, hopefully they can find a diamond in the rough there, which is, I think, what they're looking for at this point, who they've signed. So we'll see how that pans out. We pop on over to the Bucky Bucks. Bucky Dudes, that's what they call them, right? Not too much news going on there with the Bucks. They still obviously have the first pick of the draft. It seems to be flip-flopping between Mariota and Jameis Winston. But there's been some talk of possibly Mike Glennon being tossed in there, possibly getting traded, which, I have no problem with. He in his 19 games, I think he's thrown for, 4,000 yards, I think maybe 20-something touchdowns and like 15 interceptions. Not great for 19 games. That's what some people do in 16, 17 games. I'm all for that because at this point, there's not too – after Mariota and Winston in the draft, which will probably go at least top five picks, those guys will be gone. There's not too much depth in there for QB. So, and the two top names at this point for free agents are Mark Sanchez, and where's my head? I can't think of it. It's slipping my mind. I'm sorry, I can't come up with it. Oh, Brian Hoyer from Cleveland, which Hoyer had some good games. He won a few games there for Cleveland this year, last year. And who knows if they're going to re-sign him or if they're going to throw it to Manziel, let him take over, who knows. And Sanchez there. Who knows where he'll end up? Obviously, the Bills with Rex Ryan there, they're going to be probably taking a look at him. But yeah, there's not too much depth out there for free agents, quarterbacks. So that'd be a nice little trade chip there that could possibly get them maybe an extra draft pick, maybe some depth there in the trenches on offense. So we'll see how that turns out. Let's pop to the Lightnings. This is real quick. Lightning quick. As I say it, lightning quick. Lightning dropped down to second place in the Atlantic Division with their loss last night to Carolina, last night being Tuesday night. This is Wednesday, the 28th. You will be listening to this hopefully on the 29th. If not, you will be listening to it at a later date and not earlier. Unless you are me when you are editing it, which you're not. So yes, they dropped to second place in the Atlantic Division behind the Red Wings with 65 points. Nin got 64. Then you got the Habs with 63 points. Bruins been fucking on a tear with 57 points. They go at it tonight. Actually, they do not play tonight. They had a good lead. I don't know what the fuck happened. It was 4-2 last night. I was watching it. And it was 3-2, and then it just completely fell apart. One of those goals. First goal of the game, I think it was less than a minute in for Carolina. One of the stalls there. Disgusting goal. But hopefully they can start picking up some steam here. They're 6-4 in the last 10. Not great. Not where you want to be. Not where you want to be. By the way, I'm having a nice Coppertail free dive IPA. That's local down there on 2nd Street in Wybor. They got it at fucking Winn-Dixie. Who would have thought? I'm at the Winn-Dixie. I'm on about 15 pills. I was surprised, so I had to pick it up. I wasn't going to drink last night, but I figured, what the fuck, I'll pick up a Coppertail. We're looking to probably get over there, me and Rusty there soon, to review that place. Here soon. Real nice labels they got on it. Give it a try. It's real smooth. Real smooth. For me, it's more of a pale ale than an IPA, but it's good. It's good. So let me jump on over to something that we have not had a reason to talk about here, because there's nothing. But it's close enough. And this will get the soccer fans excited. I'm sure the soccer fans know Orlando City Lions over there in Orlando. Right down the road, not too far. And obviously, you know, we get the Tampa Bay Rowdies, which I guess I should start paying attention to. I just can't get into it unless it's international for some reason. You got the Rowdies there in the National American Soccer League. And then finally, you got the Orlando City Lions. This will be their inaugural season in the MLS. That's the Major League Soccer, not multiple sclerosis, obviously. Multiple sclerosis does not have a soccer league, so they do not play for them. It's Major League Soccer. So yeah, at this point, there's not much I can say. They haven't played any games. They just had their first practice recently. It's good to have a local team here. Who they're partnering up with? Chick-fil-A. That's good, right? They're a good family company, right? Biblically based principles. What's wrong with that? Closed on Sundays. Let me ask you, when Florida allowed gays to marry, what happened, like, for you that don't agree with it, like, okay, you don't agree with it, whatever, you just keep your mouth shut, but you're completely against it. What happened on that day? Can you write in? Did everything fall apart? Were you forced to go to gay marriages? Did you have to sit there? Were you in their marriage bed? Is that what they call it? Were you forced to prima nocta? Were you forced to go take part? I'm just curious what happened. I mean, it seems like everything's fine. I mean, everything's not fine with the world, but that's been obviously Westboro Baptist Church. That's because of all the homosexuals. We're aware of that, but I'm just curious at this point in time, what happened? Was your whole family just ruined? Okay, I'm good. I'm gonna get off my high horse. A little scary up here. It's a little scary. I'm afraid of heights. So yes, they're partnering up. Orlando City Lions partnering up with Chick-fil-A. So obviously there's a little backlash there. Little backlash. They've got hashtags. They got hashtags. I'm not even gonna say them. If you want to look up a fucking hashtag, do it. I'm not going to use it. It's a pound sign, right? That's a pound sign. Yep. Hit the fucking pound sign, you douchebag. What's next? What's next? What's next? I mean, obviously the Super Bowl. It's not too much. I did want to actually, there's a couple Florida players there in the Super Bowl. You got Brian Stork from FSU, Brian Timms from Florida A&M, and Vince, Big Vince Wilfork from Miami on the Patriots. Stork injured, center for the Patriots. He may play. He may be able to play. Brian Timms out of Florida A&M, receiver. Doesn't see too much time on the field, but he did have a big preseason, which got people talking. And obviously, Big Vince sitting there, nose tackle, going to be clogging up the middle. Right here we got Seahawks players. Backup quarterback B.J. Daniels coming out of the USF. I remember I almost rented a house just off Livingston there in Tampa. And he was next door. Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. You know, or doing whatever he does over there. I don't know. But he obviously won't be seeing the field as long as... I think he's third string because they got Tavares Jackson, I believe. So those are the Florida players. Florida still went to school there. There's probably too many players from Florida. I was not able to find a database of that. I apologize. So while staying on the topic of actual football, and by that I mean American football, okay, I realize the name. Fuck off. It's not witty. That's not funny. Okay, just shut your fucking yapper. Have I said cunt on this podcast yet? Should I just get out of the way? Cunt? I realize that's like what I use constantly. I'm just trying to bring it down, like, till it means nothing. I'm just trying to break down barriers. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to heal the pain. I'm trying to heal the wounds, friends. Heal the wounds. Looks like all the coaching slots are filled up, I believe. Atlanta Falcons going to be bringing in Dan Quinn, defensive coordinator from the Seattle Seahawks, after they'll be announcing him on February 2nd, which will be good. They lost their offensive coordinator, which I bet they can have anyone step in and probably do just as well as old. They lost him. Obviously, he went to the Bucks. Jimmy Thunderpants. I can't remember his name, but I'm going to go with that. Dirk Cutter, I believe, something like that. Dan Quinn will get in there, head coach, maybe tighten up that defense, because that was atrocious. Atrocious. Let's see what else. That's about it for coaching. They're filling a few gaps there. Defensive coordinators, offense, QB coaches, that kind of deal. I got some chopsticks on my desk here. I'm never going to use them. I don't use chopsticks. I don't fucking like them. I don't like them. I'd like to get more than just a fucking noodle. Or some fucking chicken into my mouth, okay? I don't fucking... Oh, it's traditional. I don't eat fucking Indian food with my right hand, okay? I eat it with my left. No, I'm kidding. I use a fucking fork, okay? If you're gonna... Let's fucking cover all the bases here. Don't just, oh, that's the way you're supposed to eat it. Well, eat fucking Indian food the way it's supposed to be, and then you jerk off. And wipe your ass with the other hand, you fuck. Come on, fucko. Be sensitive to all cultures. Oh, that's the way you're supposed to, is it? You're supposed to shut your mouth because I don't want to hear you. But you're still yapping. Okay, I'm getting off the rails here. Off the rails, that was the name of last week's episode. I can't go too far off the rails. You can't have back-to-back off-the-rail episodes. Can you? Can you? You can't. Answer my own question. Why was I off the rails last week? I was drinking sleepy time tea. And I'm very tired as it is. I was going to record this right after work because I was fucking fuming for some reason. I don't know why. I just was. I was ready to go. Ready to fucking go. But I waited a bit. Watched some Game of Thrones. You guys like the Game of Thrones there? Huh? Like the Game of Thrones? Getting caught up. Maybe my friends will talk to me again. That's all they talk about. Oh, did you see Game of Thrones, man? See what that little guy did? Whoa! No, I didn't. I guess I should talk about the deflated balls in New England. I'm not going to call it what people want me to call it because that's stupid. It's stupid. At first, I was disappointed because, I mean, it's just unnecessary bullshit. Okay, it's unnecessary bullshit that just fucking mucks up the Super Bowl. They got 2 weeks to fill. There's 2 weeks to fill. It's obviously, it's a fucking non-story. It's fucking nothing. It's nothing. Okay? Now I'm going to bring up some stuff here. I'm sorry, one. I mean, the story came out DeQuell Jackson picked off the ball, okay? They said that he felt that it was off. My thing was, how does a fucking defensive player who rarely touches the ball notice that the ball's off? It came out, he said, I did not. I picked it off, I brought it to our side, and gave it to the guy, whoever over there grabs it. He noticed something, okay? End of the half, it's 17-7. Okay, the ref touches the ball in between every play. He touches it every play. You figure there's at least 50 plays on offense on each side. That guy's touching the ball at least, I'm going to say, at least 90 times a game, if not more. You can't tell me. They obviously figured out at halftime and then fucking put in a ball. They got the balls right. Okay. And then the Pats come out and win 45-7. Okay. So you're going to say, and we got this fucking little petition. So we need to have the Colts and Ravens should be playing in the AFC title game. And whoever wins that go to the Super Bowl. There's 40,000 signatures. And where do you think the guy is from that put this petition together? Oh, from Baltimore. He's from fucking Baltimore. Who would have thought? It's not some guy in fucking ass-fuck Wisconsin or some random place in fucking South Carolina. Nope, it's from Baltimore. I wonder why. Oh, well, our balls were deflated too. The kicking ball felt weird. Hey, fucko, the refs hold on to the kicking balls. Those are not held on by each side, so you're just running your fucking yap trying to jump on, pile on the Pats like everyone else fucking does. That's what this comes down to, and people have said it. This is the only reason this is a fucking story is because it's the fucking Patriots. People are tired of the Patriots whipping your team's fucking ass year in and year out. Whether they win the Super Bowl or not, they're fucking kicking your ass. And they fucking did it again this year, and they're back in the fucking Super Bowl, okay? Ugh. What is a fucking petition gonna do? What do you think that's gonna fucking do? When has a petition worked? Okay? They're a private fucking company. That's not gonna fucking do anything. Shut your fucking mouth. Get a life, you jerk off. Okay, and then fucking Jerry Rice saying, if they win, there needs to be an asterisk. Okay, well, what are you fucking talking about? Why? Why? Do you know how many fucking teams have won championships after cheating? Fucking Red Sox did it. Fucking Yankees did it. PEDs. Fucking steroids and shit. Is there anything? No. Barry Bonds did the same thing. Mark McGwire. Fucking Sammy Sosa. They all fucking broke records when they were fucking juiced up with their big heads and their tiny little fucking scrotes. Little fucking testicles. Little fucking acorns in their scrotes. Okay? Now, granted, I may be a little biased. I'm a Pats fan. Okay? And you got fucking Brad Johnson, I believe his name is, quarterback for the Bucks, who won the Super Bowl in 2002, in between when the Pats won their three. Saying he paid fucking guys to get a hold of the balls and scuff them up. And that was like, whatever. That's like, whatever, we don't care. And then the Seahawks, who have almost the most suspensions for performance-enhancing drugs since 2010. With 9 suspensions granted. 2 of those are with a player that is now on the Pats, Brandon Browner. But still. Then you got fucking old crooked Pete Carroll. Fucking bail. I didn't leave because of that. I didn't leave because of what came out. No, you left because of that. You left and you're never going to fucking go back to the fucking college football. Because you know they're going to slap sanctions on you. They took away one of your fucking national championships. Okay? Because of what you did over there. Not gonna fucking get into that. But it's because it's the fucking Patriots, okay? Yes, you want to call it fucking cheating, whatever, okay? People have been cheating since the beginning of fucking time. All the fucking players in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they were all fucking juicing. All roided up. All of them. Terry Bradshaw was fucking roided out of his mind. He admitted it. When they won fucking Super Bowls, okay? So, what are we gonna do? What do we put an asterisk next to them when they win? No. It's because it's the Patriots. People are tired of seeing the same team. Sorry, I'm upset. Win every year, they don't like it. Okay, And it's not like they're buying up. It's not like where it's in baseball, basketball, where they're loading their teams. No, it's a well-coached fucking team who can get the most out of any fucking player. Okay? That's what happens with the Patriots. I'm done with them. This isn't the fucking... I'm not in fucking New Hampshire anymore, Roy. You can't fucking... What can I talk about the Bucks? What are they doing? Excuse me. They're lounging around, kicking it in clear water. I don't... You know, what can I say? What more can I say? I'm going to call it right now. Patriots. 28. No. 31 to 24. Patriots 31 over the Seattle Seahawks 24. Brady throws 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. LeGarrette Blount runs 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Revis picks off a ball. Seahawks, Russell Wilson throws 195, a touchdown, 2 picks. Marshawn Lynch, 1 touchdown. I'm going to give him 107 yards. That's what I'm calling it right now. Okay, that's going to be the fucking game. It's going to be real nice. I'm hoping it's going to be fun. I guess that's it. I mean, half and half with the Tampa Bay news and me bitching about stuff that doesn't matter to anyone. I'm sure someone cares. Oh, before I go, Aikman, you fuck. You fucking knucklehead, you rectangle fucking headed son of a bitch. Saying the patch should be fucking penalized worse than the fucking Saints did for Bounty Gate. What are you going to toss a gate at the end of everything? For that fucking scandal. Oh, well, this is much worse. Like 2 pounds of air out of a football or fucking ruining a guy's career. Never mind his fucking life. Okay? That's worse. They paid players to go out there and injure other players. Take him out of the game. They tried doing it to Brett Favre there. They couldn't do it. The guy's a machine. He's a fucking machine. Well oiled at that. And that's not... That deflating a ball is worse than someone fucking trying to ruin a guy's career. The way he makes his money. The way he fucking makes money to support himself and his family after they fucking retire and they can't fucking walk. And they stab themselves in the fucking heart so that fucking doctors can look at their brain and see why fucking what did this to them. They can look at what fucking 12 concussions fucking do to them. That's what you're going to tell me, Troy? That's what you're going to fucking tell me? That's not as bad? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. You and Joe Buck. Buck's fine. I got no problem with Joe Buck. But fuck you, Troy. Oh, sleepy time tea. It works for me. Okay, I'll put it to bed. I'm done talking about it. I'm fucking over. I'm over it. I'm over it. One last thing. When are teams going to stop playing the underdog card? Like no one believed in us. Okay, after the Seahawks beat the Packers, you got Doug Baldwin screaming into a woman's face. What's new for the NFL? For saying everyone doubted. You were the fucking top seed. You were favored to win that fucking game by, I believe, 7.5 points. Where's the fucking underdog in that? You know, just stop fucking playing that, okay? You won the Super Bowl last year. No one's fucking doubting you. People just don't like you. They don't want you to win. That's the thing. There's a difference between people. I don't like you, but I knew you were going to win that game. I didn't want you to, but I knew you were going to win that fucking game. Big difference. Okay, between people doubting you and people fucking hating you. And people are saying the Pats are doing that now. They're going where they're fucking doubting. No, they're in the same fucking boat. No one wants them to win. Okay, no one wants you to fucking win. Okay, unless you're from New England. Okay, stop it. Just stop it. You're not the fucking underdogs. Neither of you teams are, okay? Neither of you. You're the number one seeds from AFC and NFC. You're in the fucking Super Bowl. No one doubts your fucking talents. You're in the Super Bowl for a fucking reason. You're the two best fucking teams playing. That's why there's only fucking two of you. Now, fucking give up the goddamn underdog card. Just fucking throw it in, okay? The disrespect bullshit, it's fucking done. Just stop running your fucking mouth. Both teams, not just the Seahawks, just stop it. So this will be the last show before the Super Bowl. Pats 31, Seahawks 24. Maybe I'll do a couple live recordings, meaning I'll do them live while watching the game, with either me cheering or crying at the end of the game. I'll probably cry either way. It's just something I do. Win or lose, I cry. So keep an eye out for that, or an ear out for that next episode. Folks, as always, be safe. Please. It's a rough world out there. Hats off to everyone doing their job around the world. Okay, folks. Keep it classy. What am I, fucking Ron Burlington? What's his name? Burgundy? There it is. Stay safe, everyone. Go Bucks! Go Rays! Go Lightning! Go Lions! And let's fuck off. Take it easy, guys. Stonk it! Over it.